Tonight is Monday night, October 24th, or 27th day of the month of Tishrei. This is the Gemara Shir, Masecha Sukkah, Daf Mem Beveiz Omid Beis, beginning of the fourth parak. Okay, the Mishnah says, Lulav V'arava Shisha V'shiva. Our Mishnah will describe every activity that takes place during the Yontav of Sukkos, and describe to us how on certain days of the year, depending on the calendaric arrangement of Sukkos, sometimes the Yontav of Sukkos will have 6 days of a particular mitzvah, sometimes we'll have 7 days of a particular mitzvah, and certain mitzvot will be operable 8 days of the Yontav of Sukkos. That's what the opening Mishnah will describe. There are several mitzvot. There is the mitzvah of Lulav, the mitzvah of Sukkah, the mitzvah of recitation of Hallel, the mitzvah, a unique mitzvah of Simcha, Simchas Yom Tov. There is the mitzvah of Arava, special Arava in the Mikdash. We only do Hoshana Rabbah. In the Beis HaMikdash, they did it all 7 days of Yom Tov. So depending how the calendar falls out, as it intersects with Shabbos, that will affect at times how many days a particular mitzvah of the Yontav of Sukkos is to be observed. So the Mishnah makes a statement. Lulav v'arava shisha v'shiva. You can have the mitzvah of Lulav for 7 days, or you can have the mitzvah of Lulav for only 6 days. As the Gemara, the Mishnah will go on to explain, if the first day of Yom Tov comes out on Sukkos, on Shabbos, first day of Sukkos comes out on Shabbos, so the first day only is Doicha Shabbos. You are supposed to take your lulav on the first day of Sukkos, despite the fact that it's Shabbos. That's the law of the Mishnah. If any other day of Sukkos, any other day of Chol HaMoed, comes out on Shabbos, that day does not override the Shabbos, and consequently, that particular year, you'd only be taking lulav 6 days a year. Shabbos Chol HaMoed, there would be no mitzvah of lulav. However, if Shabbos is the first day of Yom Tov, and then the last day of Yom Tov is Friday, Hoshana Rabbah would be Friday, under those circumstances, you would now take lulav for all 7 days. All 7 days. Same thing was true with Arava, but not with day number one, but with day number seven. The most important day of Netilas Arava in the Mikdash was the seventh day. So if the last day of Sukkos, Hoshana Rabbah, came out on Shabbos, then there would be Netilas Arava for all 7 days of the Mikdash, Sunday through Shabbos. However, if Hoshana Rabbah was any other day besides Shabbos, and so you have the third day of Sukkos is Shabbos Chol HaMoed, that day there would be no Netilas Arava. As a result, in the Mikdash, there would only be Netilas Arava 6 days and not seven. So the Mishnah says, Lulav and Arava, at times, depending on how the calendar falls out, will be 6 days. And that's true for any time that the first day of Shabbos the first day of Yom Tov is not on Shabbos, will be 6 days. Or if the first day of Sukkos is Shabbos, you will observe lulav for 7 days. And vice versa for Arava. If the last day of Sukkos is on Shabbos, under those circumstances, you would take Arava 7 days. If the last day of Sukkos, i.e. Hoshana Rabbah, was not on Shabbos, then you would wind up taking Arava only 6 days. Much of this is impossible on our calendar. Hoshana Rabbah can never come out on Shabbos on our calendar. In fact, our calendar is built that way. And we'll explain that a little later. But this Mishnah is operating Bizman HaRi'iyah, when the Rosh Chodesh was declared simply by the testimony of witnesses. And when Rosh Chodesh was, that's when Rosh Chodesh was. Whenever the two witnesses came to Beis Din and said, we saw the moon last night, that was Rosh Hashanah.
Well, once it's Rosh Hashanah, so whenever Rosh Hashanah is, you observe Rosh Hashanah, whenever Yom Kippur is, 10 days later, 15 days from Rosh Chodesh is Sukkot, and 6 days beyond that is Hoshana Rabbah. Makes no difference how the calendar falls out. And the Gemeshna will explain and will elaborate with Rashi, says a couple of things. Let's just read 2-3 lines of the Mishnah tonight. Ha-Halel v'Hasimcha Shmoneh. The recitation of Hallel is applicable all 8 days of Sukkot. All 7 days and Shmini Atzeres. In certain respects of Halacha, Shmini Atzeres is identified as the last day of Sukkot. That makes it Shmini, the 8 days. Even though in many Halachot, as we will learn later on in this parak, Shmini Atzeres was considered a separate independent Yom Tov, not at all attached to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. For certain halachos, the Torah perceives that Shmini Atzeres is just the last day of Sukkot. And this Mishnah, in regards to Hallel and Simcha, is operating on that notion. Therefore, it makes a statement that Hallel, complete Hallel, is recited 8 days. The Hasimcha, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, again applies all 8 days. Sukkah, v'nisach hamayim, shiva. Sukkah, the mitzvah of dwelling in a sukkah for 7 days, and nisach hamayim, the special halacha l'moshe Sinai, which mandates that throughout each day of sukkahs, in addition to wine libations on the mizbeach, as we say every time we daven Musaf, Umin Chasam V'Niskehem Nisachim. On the Yontiv of Sukkot, there's a halacha l'maishi Sinai that in addition to Niskeyayin, you also have to pour water on the Mizbeach as well. There will be much discussion in this parak about Nisach HaMayim. So that takes place for 7 days, and Sukkah takes place for 7 days. Hecholil Chamisha V'Shiva. The Chalil, which was used to accompany, and there is a debate whether this is part of the singing that was done in conjunction with the Shir Shel Yom, or the special Chalil singing choir, symphony, orchestra that was used for Simchat Bet HaShoeva, that's the simple Pashtus, that was not Docha, neither Shabbos, nor Yom Tov. So if the first day of Shabbos was, first day of Sukkot came out on Shabbos, there are 6 remaining days of Chol HaMoed, Sunday through Friday, where you can have musical accompaniment at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But if the first day of Sukkot was a Tuesday, so Tuesday there would be no musical accompaniment at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, or on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Neither day is Docha Shabbos. In which case, that year, there would only be 5 days of musical accompaniment at various points of singing during the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And obviously we'll elaborate on all of these in just a few seconds. So let's take a look at Rashi and focus on several Rashis thus far. Take a look at Rashi, first of all, Hahalel Shmona. Says Rashi, Hahalel, Ligmar Kol Shmona. To complete the Hallel all 8 days. Kach Tignu HaNeviim HaRishonim. That was the establishment of the early Neviim. Rashi will side with the Rambam that the recitation of Hallel is always a mitzvah midrabbanan, always a rabbinic requirement. May have been mentioned by Nevi'im, but it does not have its roots in Torah Shebiksav, in Torah. It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, only a mitzvah midrabbanan. Secondly, you should be aware of, that in the time of the Mishnah, the only type of halal that they knew of was whole halal. There was no such animal called chatzi halal. If you recite Hallel, you say Hallel. If you don't recite Hallel, you don't say anything. The Gemara Mishnah never heard of half Hallel. So as Rashi will say in a second, on Pesach, you only recite Hallel one day. In Chutz La'aretz, 2 days. Chol HaMoed, in the last days of Yom Tov, you don't recite Hallel at all. They don't never heard of Chatzi Hallel. That was introduced by way of Minhag in Bavel. Rav, the Gemara in Brachos tells us, a famous Gemara, went down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He walks into Shul on Rosh Chodesh, and they start saying Hallel, and his blood is boiling for them introducing this strange Minhag in Bavel. And then he saw that they started skipping Loilanu and Ahavti. He understood it was a Minhag introduced in Bavel, and his blood stopped boiling. Fine. But so here, when Rashi emphasizes Ligmar, it doesn't necessarily mean to complete as opposed to what? Half Hallel. He means to say Hallel, to read the Hallel. Because that's the only option available at that time. Now Rashi will ask, why is it that throughout all 8 days of Sukkot are you obligated to recite the Hallel, whereas on Pesach, you don't recite the Hallel or Pesach? That's Rashi's question. And he cites a Gemara in Erechin. U'be'erechin mifareish maishna mipesach. Why is it that Sukkot is different than Pesach? Pesach, you only recite Hallel the first day in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, 2 days. Answer. Mipnei shiyimei hachag chalukim bekarbonosehen. Because the karbonos of each day of Sukkot is different than the previous day. On Pesach, the Korban Musaf is identical every single day. V'hikravtem isha l'Hashem, parechad, ayel echad, shivach vasim b'nei shana, which is the standard Korban Musaf. On Sukkot, everybody knows, we recited by Yom HaRishon, by Yom HaSheni, and so on and so forth, where you have poches v'holech. On the first day of Sukkot, there are 13 parim, going down to the last day of Sukkot when there are 7. So since it is chalukin b'korban oseyan, therefore it demands a separate hallel. So the way the Rav explained this is very simple. For every single Yom Tov, you're supposed to say hallel only once. Only once. The Kedushas Hayoim of the third day of Pesach is the exact same Kedushas Hayoim as the first day of Pesach. There is no difference. Hence, once you recite Hallel on the first day, that's it. You've discharged your obligation for that particular Yom Tov. The mere fact that each day of Yom Tov, of Sukkot, has a different Karban, is indicative to us that each day of Sukkot is endowed with its own Kedushas Hayoim. The Kedushas Hayoim of the third day of Sukkot is not exactly identical to the Kedushas Hayoim of the second day of Sukkot. That's what the Gemara means, Chalukin B'Korban Oseya. Hence, each day of Yom Tov demands its own Hallel, because each day is a unique, special day. In fact, Rab Chaim was once asked the following question. What happens if somebody, in the time of the Mishnah, somebody for some reason didn't daven on the first day of Pesach? Okay? Didn't daven on the first day of Pesach. Now comes the second day of Pesach, Chol HaMoed, and he didn't say, he didn't daven. So if you look at the Siddur, or your Machzor, what will the Machzor tell you to do on the second day of Sukkot? Don't say Hallel. You don't say Hallel the second day of Sukkot. Reb Chaim told him.
Second day Pesach.
No, second day Pesach. Right. Reb Chaim told him, say Hallel with a bracha. Why? Because that Yom Tov you haven't said Hallel yet. It's not a halacha in the first day. The halacha is each day, each Yom Tov requires one recitation of Hallel on that Yom Tov. Well, if you didn't recite it on the first day, then you have to recite it on the second day. So, based on this, this is what Rashi writes.
Rashi doesn't hold by that since Kriyas Yom Tov was on the seventh day, he doesn't back off from it that
doesn't way. Doesn't back, it has nothing to do with it. That's correct. That's right. Even though the seventh day of Yom Tov is Yom Tov, that's correct. That's a second explanation. Second explanation is that by right, you should have said Hallel all Pesach. But they didn't want to say halal on Shvi Shel Pesach based on the fact that a Medrash says, Maaseh Yodai Tovim Bayom Va'atem Oimrim Shira. My creatures are drowning in the Yamsuf and you people are saying halal? Okay, so they got rid of halal on the seventh day. Then they said they didn't want Chol HaMoed to be superior to the last day of Yontif, so they got rid of halal on Chol HaMoed also of Pesach. That's the second explanation. But the Gemara's explanation is quite simply Chalukin b'Korban Hosein. Chalukin b'Korban Hosein. Now, can anybody have offered another reason why one should recite halal all Yom Tov, aside from Chalukin Heim B'Korban Hosein? Can you give me another reason, which Rashi ignores?
Lulav?
Of course. Lulav. The mitzvah midrabanan of Lulav defines the mitzvah of Ulukachtam Lachem. We saw in the third parak, we did on Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches, that there are two different definitions of when you fulfill the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Ulukachtam Lachem simply defined midagbe nafakbe. You pick them up, you yotze the mitzvah. That's it. In fact, if you remember on Daf Lamed Tes, the whole Tosfos dealt with how do you make a bracha if you've already fulfilled the mitzvah as soon as you pick it up. Right? So one of his answers, you turn the Esrog upside down. The four different answers which Tosfos gave. Fine. But a second, the Rabbanon's definition of Ulekachtem is you don't fulfill the mitzvah yet simply by picking it up, but you have to do the Nanuim by Hallel. The basis of Nanuim is the Pasuk in Tehillim, which we recite every day in the middle of Hodu, Oz Yiranenu Atzei HaYo'ar. That the wood of the forest, the lulav primarily, will sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we shake the lulav. That is the lulav extolling praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the requirement of what? Of lulav is kol shiva, willy-nilly, you have to say halal, because that is the definition of the mitzvah of lulav. To recite the halal together with nanuim, and at that particular time, you now fulfill the mitzvah of lulav. Because Rambam never heard of nanuim when you pick up the lulav and you make the bracha. That was Tosfos' shtick. But the Rambam never heard of it. The only Nanuim that the Rambam recognized was in the middle of Halal. So some Rishonim claim you don't have to go to this Chalukin Heim B'Korban Hosein. You can say that there is no radical difference in the sanctity of Sukkos, Deinam V'Deinam Du, just as there's no real difference between Pesach and any other day. And just because there's one little bull less, that doesn't make the third day of Sukkos any more of an independent Yom Tov. The reason why you say Halal is to promote the mitzvah of Arba Minim, which takes place every single day of Sukkos. It wouldn't explain Shmoneh, but this explanation doesn't explain Shmoneh either. Because Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo. That's why it gets its own halal. It's its own halal because it's a regel, not because it's part of the Sukkos in that respect. Yes.
It also won't match up with the numbers in terms of Shabbos.
What?
The way Rashi sets it up, Shabbos has no effect on the mitzvah of halal. So when you count the halal...
That is correct. That's correct. That is true. That is true. That's a good point. That's why Parah Rashi didn't want to take that route, because then it would be impacted by Shabbos. That is correct. Yeah. That's point number one. Now, let's take a look at the next Rashi. Rashi says, V'hasimcha, the obligation for some expression of simcha, said the Mishnah, is 8 days. 8 days. What is the definition of simcha, says Rashi? Le'echol bisar shlamin. To eat, consume the meat of korban shlamin. Shalmei simcha. Dekaimelon bipsachim, bizman shebeis hamigdash kayam, ein simcha ela babasar. We did this Gemara when we did this in Psachim, that when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha is to go to the Beis HaMikdash, slaughter a korban shlamim, and eat. Shine emar, vizavachta shlamim, viachalta sham, visamachta. You will slaughter shlamim, eat it there, and rejoice. Says Rashi, Afal gav the high crawl la birigolin ksiv. That pasuk is not stated at all in relationship to Yom Tov. That phrase v'samachta is not recorded in Parshas Re'eh, which discusses the Yom Tovim. The high crawl bahar grizim ubahar evo ksiv. That pasuk is written by Har Grizim and Har Evol, where the context is to what? To bring Shlomim for an opportunity that you're going to come to Har Grizim and Har Evol, and you'll have a bris. There's going to be a covenant there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, I want you to celebrate by offering Karm Shlomim. But the word v'samachta does appear. And, says Rashi, miu b'regolim simcha ksiva v'samachta b'chagecha. So we'll make like a gzereshava, a hekesh. Just as by Har Grizim and Har Evol. And two, three other locations. The word simcha appears, and it's defined by shlamim, so too. The word simcha by Yom Tov, despite the fact that it is not really defined, I will interpret it as being shlomim based on the hekesh, one simcha to the next simcha. To the next simcha. Fine. Yeah. We actually find the word simcha also by two other locations. One is when the Torah tells you, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, for any obligatory reason, you should remember as well all of your promises, your vows. Rak nidarecha asher tidor. If you made a neder sometime during the year, you have some good fortune, or you're having a crisis, you make a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to bring a korban. You can't run Yevi Muntik and Donish stick to the Beis HaMikdash. So that when you come for the Shalosh Regalim, you're supposed to fulfill your neder. The Torah uses the expression, Vizavachta Shlom Usmachtem, in relationship, when you pay your nedar, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Same thing by Maaseh Sheni. When the Torah tells you to bring your Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, Visamachta, you have to engage in Simcha. And the way to do it is Bechoros Soncha Uvikarcha, to offer Karban Shlomim. So this, the Rav had a very lengthy analysis of trying to properly define what constitutes the mitzvah of Simcha, at least from Rashi and the Rambam's point of view. And as I said, I apologize, in the middle of the thing, the Rambam, the machine got all... I want to show you, I'll read to you four Rambams. Four Rambams. Rambam number one, Perek Yud of Hilchus Ovel Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam. This is a Titanic Machloikus Rishon. Whether or not Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are Mevatel Aveilus, somebody passes away 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. So we know for a fact you will not sit Shiva on Rosh Hashanah. That's agreed upon by everybody. But many Rishonim are of the opinion, the Mechaber, the Stira and the Mechaber, say that Rosh Hashanah does not cancel the Avelus. The day after Rosh Hashanah, Tzom Gedalia, resume the Shiva. Same thing with Yom Kippur. Somebody passes away 3 days before Yom Kippur, he'll sit Shiva for 3 days. Yom Kippur, he'll, just like Shabbos, you won't sit on, but it counts. The next day after Yom Kippur, you'll resume the Shiva. And the reason being, because no place, that which is Mivatel Shiva, is the mitzvah of Simcha. The mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov is the aspect of Yom Tov that cannot coincide with Avelus. Cannot coincide with Avelus. Because Simcha is an internal feeling that you are in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a result, you feel somewhat glad, joy, being in His company. Avelus is hester upon him, is a distancing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a person's family. That's why the tragedy unfortunately unfolded. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somewhat at a distance, and as a result, Yom Tov and Avelus cannot coincide. There is no indication in the Torah that there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. No place does the Torah write about. The Torah writes about the Yomim Tovim in three locations. All the Yomim Tovim. In Parshas Emor, Parshas Pinchas, and in Parshas Re'eh. So Emor and Pinchas, you have all five Yomim Tovim. And there the Torah describes in Emor the Kedushas Hayayim, the fact is the Nisa Malacha, plus unique mitzvot for that particular Chag. You have to fast on Yom Kippur, you have to eat matzah on Pesach, you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you have to eat in the Sukkah and take Abraminam on Sukkahs. Not one word of Simcha there. In Parshas Pinchas, all the Yomim Tovim I mentioned itemizes the Korban Musaf of each Yom Tov. Parshas Re'eh, which we read the last day of Yom Tov usually, is the Parsha of the Mitzvah of Simcha, Shalosh Pamim. But it's only Shalosh Pamim, Yeroeh Kol Zuchurcha Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. The Chag HaMatzah, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkos, no Mitzvah of Simcha. Therefore, many Rishonim are of the opinion that Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is not Mevatel Averus. The Rambam is of the opinion in Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel of Hilchos Avelus, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Af Al Pi, says the Rambam, She'ein Bohem Mitzvas Achilas Shalmei Simcha, Mevatlin Avelus. Even though there is no mitzvah of eating shlomim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, nonetheless, it is Mevatel Avelus. And the Rambam also highlights this in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam has chosen to record all of the halachas of Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah. He doesn't say a word about it anyplace else. In Hilchos Chanukah, he decides, Perek Gimel, to describe Hallel of Chanukah. So the Rambam writes, V'lo Hallel shel Chanukah hu bilvad hu midivrei sofrim. It's not just the Hallel recited on Chanukah, which is of rabbinic origin. Obviously, that has to be a rabbinic origin. Ela kriyas ha-Hallel le'olam midivrei sofrim. The recitation of Hallel is always only midirabbanan. The Rambam is taking issue with his good friend the Ramban. The Ramban believed that part of the Kedushas Hayoim of Yom Tov mandates midda oraisa that you recite Hallel at least on Shalosh Regalim. Shigon Rahala. Ushmona Osar Bayom Bashana Mitzvah Ligbor Bahenas Hallel. 18 days a year, it's a Brice on Erechen. 18 days a year you have to recite Hallel. Shmona Shemeyachag, 8 days of Sukkot. Shmona Shemeyachanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. Rishon Shal Pesach, V'yom Atzeres, which is Shavuos. Avo Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim, Ein Bohem Hallel. Lefi Shehein Yimei, Tshuva V'yira Upachad, V'lo Simcha Yisera. V'lo Simcha Yisera. So, what does the Rama mean, V'lo Simcha Yisera? It means that there is an element of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. But not Simcha Yisera. What is the definition of Simcha versus Simcha Yisera? Simcha Yisera means an outward manifestation of that mitzvah of Simcha. To go to the Beis HaMikdash and slaughter Korbanot. To be slaughter Korbanot. And that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur does not have. However, Simcha plain, not Simcha Yisera, means simply that there is, based on the fact that there is some recognition of what that day stands for in relationship to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in itself enables us to experience an element of Simcha internally. If one understands the greatness of the day, the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, that we have an opportunity to proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech, V'yitnu Lecha Kesem Melucha, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact that He is the Melech, He is willing to appear to everyone as His friend, Usruas Melech Bo, the Re'ut, friendship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to be noticed with Am Yisrael, that gives us reason for celebration. And Yom Kippur, certainly, when you hear Hashem say, Vayom Hashem Salach Likin Varecha, certainly an element of Simcha associated with Yom HaKippurim. But it's more of an internal Simcha, not an outward manifestation. For the Rambam, that internal recognition of your close proximity and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sufficient to be Mevatel Avelus. And that's the way we paskin. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is either Mevatel Shiva or Shloishim. Or one Shiva, the other one Shloishim. That's the way we paskin. So, that is number one. That's number one. Number two, even as the Rambam acknowledges that there is an element of Simcha Yisera, listen to the way the Rambam differentiates between Purim and Yom Tov. Because Purim, there is no halacha of saying halal. We don't say halal on Purim. Yet, there is a mitzvah of Simcha. Everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah of Simcha on halal. Listen to the way the Rambam formulates two different halachos. Two different halachos. First, I'll read to you the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov. Says the Rambam, Afalpi she'achilu ushtia b'moadot b'chlal mitzvah saseh, even though eating and drink is considered part of the experience of Yom Tov, lo yihyeh ochel v'shoseh kol hayom kulo. You should not be eating and drinking all day. Elokach hi hadas. Here is the golden rule. Baboker mashkimin kolom lebate kinesios lebate midrashos umispalalin. You get up in the morning and you daven. The Korin Batora b'inyan hayom. You read the Torah about that particular day. That particular day. Okay, so written around them. Not there. Then the you go home and eat a meal. The holchin lebate hamedrash korin v'shonin an chatzi hayom. What you do is after you eat your meal, come back to learn. The achakach achachatzi hayom after midday mispalent tefilas hamincha. The chosin lebate and leechol. Go home and eat another meal. The lishtos shar hayom ad alayla. Kishaotam ochel v'shose v'sameach beregel lo yimashech bayayin. Don't get too intoxicated. Ubischok ubekalus rosh v'yomar, and you will say shekol mi sheyosef yosef bazeh yarba b'mitzvah simcha. The more you drink, the more you're fulfilling the mitzvah of simcha. Shahashikrus v'haschok harbe eino simcha. Is not simcha. Elo huilulus v'sichlus. Folly and stupidity. V'lo nitztavidu al huilulus v'hissichlus. We have not been commanded to engage in folly and stupidity. Elo al ha-simcha shiyeshba avodas yotzer hakol. Simcha, which is expressed as worship, servanting the Creator of all. Shine emar tachas eshelo avadato Hashem elokecha. Besimcha uvetov leiv. That's how the Rambam writes by Yom Tov. You remember very well how the Rambam formulates the halacha by Purim. What does the Rambam say in Perek Beis of Hilchas Megillah Halacha Tesvav? Keitzad chovas sudazu shiyochal basar v'yisakin sudanaa kifia shetim solo. Make a nice meal. Vishose yain achi yishtaker. You drink wine until you get drunk. V'yeiradein v'shikrus, and you fall asleep because you're intoxicated. What do you mean? The Rambam wrote over there that that's not called simcha shel mitzvah. That's not simcha shel mitzvah. So apparently, the Rambam believes that Purim, the obligation to drink, is not really related to what? To simcha. What's it part of? What's the definition of Purim? Mishteh. That's how the Megillus has to use it. Yom Mishteh. Umishloach manos ishloyeh umatanos levyonim. Because simcha is only one thing. Recognizing that you're in the proximity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Purim, there is a mitzvah to drink. But that mitzvah to drink emerges as an expression of an abundant meal. An abundant meal. That's why Purim is not Mevatel Avelus. No one believes that it is. In fact, so much of the machloikis the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says, an Avel sits Shiva on Purim. Sits Shiva on Purim. Can be Menachem Avel. The Ramah says, no, we don't go that far. You don't sit, just like Shabbos and Yom Tov, but after Shushan Purim, you resume the Shiva. It's not Mevata. Why isn't it Mevata? Because it doesn't have that same element of Simcha that Yomim Tovim had. But Rambam takes it one step further. Rambam disagrees with Rashi and claims that even on a D'oraisa level, it's not limited to Achilas Kodshim. The Rambam writes in a very, very famous, famous Rambam in Hilchos Yontiv, where the Rambam writes, Ketzad, what do you do? Yes, he says, Chayav Aliyah Sameach V'Tov Lev. Very nice. Afal Pi Shehasimcha Amura Hi Karban Shlomim, even though it undoubtedly includes Karban Shlomim, Yesh Bichlal Osa Simcha L'Smach Hu Banav U'Bnei Boso Kol Echad V'Echad Karoi Lo. Every person in your family, as it is appropriate for them. Ketzad, says the Rambam, every well-known Rambam. Haktanim No sin lahem kloyos ve'agozim mimigdanos. You give them candies. That's the way you misameach a child. V'hanashim kona lahem begodim v'tachshitim noim. You purchase nice clothing and jewelry for your wife. Kifim omono. V'hanashim ochlim basa v'shosim yayin. And the men should go ahead and eat meat and drink wine. So the Rambam disagrees with Rashi on two counts. Rashi believes that the only biblical mitzvah of simcha is limited only to expression of shlamim. And in fact, Tosis and Pesachim claims that according to this theory, which he subscribes to, the mitzvah of simcha bizman hazeh is only midrabanan, because there is no Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam believes, no, that yes, simcha has an integral part of it of simcha, there's no doubt, as eating karban, but it has other manifestations as well, which enable the mitzvah of simcha to operate even bizman hazeh, mid de oraisa. What? Because Rashi never ever says that there is any other expression. Rashi continuously says, simcha is achila shlam. That's it. And Tosis says, if Rashi always consistent, I come to the... He never said this, Rashi. Tosis says, therefore today, it's only Midrabanan. There's no Achilas Kachim. There is no other way to express Simcha other than Achilas Kachim.
Isn't that Gemara with the... Isn't that Gemara in Pesachim that we did? The quotes that... So Rashi wouldn't... That was by Rashi wouldn't hold by that?
That's correct. He paskins against that sugya. He paskins like the Gemara Chagiga, which limits it, and the Gemara which he's quoting here... There's another Gemara in Pesachim as well. The Gemara quoted Machloikis in Pesachim. Rabbi Yudav ben Beseira says it's many things. Tanakama was said it was only Shlomim. Rashi Paskin like the Tanakama.
What was the second point?
What?
What was the second Machloikis Rashi
in that? As to whether or not there's something called, in addition to Mitzvah Simcha, whether there's something called plain Simcha or Simcha Yisela. Rashi doesn't recognize two different levels of Simcha. There's one thing. Simcha and that's it. Therefore Rashi on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur would say there's no mitzvah of simcha, because there's no mitzvah to eat shlum. Rambam introduces the idea that one has simcha yisera and the other one is just plain simcha. Yeah.
When Mishnah says simcha shmona, if I bring a carbon shlum the first day,
right?
I assume mitzvah 7 more days to bring another carbon every day?
Excellent question. No. You don't really have to. Even though you should initially, you should, or that's correct. Good. That's a very good question. Would Rashi now say that based on Simcha that you have to go ahead and continuously slaughter Shlomim on day 1, day 3, day 5, and so on and so forth? Haven't seen anybody say that, but Tosis is going to attack Rashi on the last day of Yontif. Let's take a look at Tosis. Tosis is going to arrange a case where it will be impossible to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha on the last day of Yontif. Take a look at Tosis. It's the second wide line. The first 7 lines of the Tosis, all he does is copy Rashi. where it says v'im taimar, second line ichud efreg nakasha v'im taimar zimnin de'ena nechol in kol ches. It is possible a certain time, the way the calendar falls out, that it is impossible to eat korban shlamim all 8 days. Kigon shechol yontav arishon the sukkis be'echad b'shabbos. First day of Sukkot is on a Sunday. V'yom Shmini be'echad l'Shabbos. Shmini Atzeres is now what? Is now what? On Shabbos. Actually, on Sunday. De'ef shalomar kol ches shlomen. De'leil motzoi shvi lo yishchetu. De'be'inon yom hakrava. V'yom hashvi nami lo. The ain chagiga simcha doicha Shabbos. So what's going to happen? How in the world on the night of Shmini Atzeres are you going to be able to have simcha shlamim? A karman shlamim is only eaten for 2 days and one night. After that, it becomes nosa. You're not allowed to eat it. Shabbos is not doicha Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to, the mitzvah of simcha is not doicha Shabbos. So you're never allowed to slaughter a korban chagiga on Shabbos. Okay? So then, when did you have to slaughter the korban shlamim? Friday. So you ate it Friday, which is the 6th, the 5th day of Sukkot. You ate it on Shana Rabbah, the 6th, the 6th day. Shana Rabbah is the 7th day. Now it's the night of Shmini Atzeres. Can't eat it anymore. Why can't you? Because it's already nosar. It's after 2 days and one night. And you can't slaughter a korban at night. The night of the 7th, of the 8th, you can't slaughter a korban. Beis HaMikdash is closed at night. Never operates. So Tosfos is asking Rashi, how will you, according to your interpretation, that simcha is limited to what? To shlamim, how you will ever do so? In fact, what's bothering Tosfos so much is that if we understand that the mitzvah of simcha, that Shmini Atzeres is part of the mitzvah, the Yom Tov of Sukkos, part of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, so now that takes care of Tzvi's question. Let me ask you this. Forget about this case, question of Tosfos. Let's take a different case. Shmini Atzeres is on a Tuesday. Okay? So the first day of Sukkos was on a Tuesday. Am I obligated to go to the Beis HaMikdash on Shmini Atzeres and make another appearance and slaughter another korban? Am I obligated? The answer is no. No. Shmini Atzeres for korban olat ri'iyah and shalmei simcha is a tashlumin of Sukkos. Meaning, if I fail to get to the Beit HaMikdash during any 7 days of Sukkos, I can make it up during Shmini Atzeres. But there is no specific obligation to appear at the Beis HaMikdash on Shmini Atzeres after you've already what? Fulfilled that mitzvah on Sukkos. Fine. But if now comes there's a special pasuk, V'hayisa ach sameach, who remembers what famous drash the Gemara darshins based on the word ach, lirabos, lele yomtov ha'achron l'simcha. Lele yomtov ha'achron. Because normally, v'ha'yisach sameach is only, as the pasuk says, shalosh pamim bashana. Chag ha'matzos, chag ha'shavuos, and chag ha'sukkos. Shmini Atzeres is something else. Says the Gemara, V'hayisa ach sameach, and don't ask me a kasha, many thousands of people asked that question already. The word ach normally is a miut, not a ribui. Ach is always a miut. Ach and rak are miutim, and here we're using it lirabos, to include the night of Shmini Atzeres. So I can understand when Shmini Atzeres is a Tuesday. So what did I do? Monday afternoon, I slaughtered a korban, and I can eat it on Tuesday, 2 days and one night. But when Shmini Atzeres comes out on a Sunday, how will you have Shalmei Simcha asks Tosfos for the night of Shmini Atzeres, which is the night mandated by Halacha. Shmini Atzeres during the day, there's no Sim, no Chiyuv, because it's not Sukkos. It's a separate Yom Tov in that regard. So if not for that special drash, there would be no mitzvah of simcha whatsoever on Shmini Atzeres. It would be a Yom Tov that you observe as Issa Malacha, but no mitzvah of simcha. But based on the drash of Al Yisach Samech, Lerabos Leila Yom Tov Achron, under those circumstances, what are you going to do? That's Tosfos' question. If you, Rashi, are going to be such an action, and claim that the mitzvah of simcha, it can only be expressed through Shalmei Simcha, and we acknowledge that there is a special mitzvah of simcha the night of Shmini Atzeres, how are you now going to extend that particular halacha or apply that particular halacha on the night of Shmini Atzeres? So Tosfos caves in and says, okay, Rashi, I got you over the stone, got you over a piece of wire, and you got to cave in. Well, you're going to have to tell me that simcha is not only with achila shlamim. Simcha can be done what? With wine and regular meat also. A plain pot roast is just as good. Doesn't have to be karm shlamim. So that's what Tosfos says. That proves that Rashi is wrong. But that's Tosfos' question to generate proof that that this is not as conclusive as Rashi seems to think it is. But what emerges then is Rashi seems to focus on that. Rashi denies anything called Simcha Yisera, and the consequences will be, number one, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, primary, and then its application according to the Rambam to Purim as well. Good. Let's take a look at the next Rashi. Don't look at the next Rashi. Your kid came home from school with a homework assignment. This is before 10:40. Rashi wasn't born yet. And he wants you to translate this phrase, Sukkah Shiva. Sukkah Shiva. What are you going to tell him? There's no Kahati. There's no Rashi. What are you going to tell him? Sukkah Shiva. What are you going to tell him? What?
You need seven sukkahs.
Oh. Then that kid's got problems. If that's what the father's going to tell him. What would you tell him? Sukkah Shiva.
After the ball 7 days.
Well, 7 days. Very nice. Is there any other possibility of interpreting the words? We're looking at the unique mitzvahs of the Yom Tov. Lulav, Arava, right? Sukkah Shiva. Any other way to interpret sukkah? What does Rashi say? Big chidush, fantastic. Leishev basukkah. To sit in the sukkah for how long? 7 days. For this I needed Rashi? To tell me that sukkah means to dwell in the sukkah? Every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows what that means. Sukkah means 7 days, to live in the sukkah. What great chidush is there that Rashi is offering that I would not have known without Rashi?
He says this first day of Shabbos, you may have a Havamina.
Where did we have such a Havamina? We learned the whole first two prakim of sukkah. They discussed the mitzvah of sukkah to death. No one ever said, do you live in your house on Shabbos? Yeah. So why wouldn't you live in the sukkah? Basukkah stasha, shivas yam, it's a pasuk in the chumash. There is, however, one halacha, which we will learn later, that applies to sukkah even on Shmini Atzeres. And I don't mean eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Talking about in Eretz Yisrael, when you're not allowed to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. What is that halacha? You're not allowed to eat. Right there, besides that halacha, what? Even more than Noisukkah. That's Noisukkah is the result of this halacha. Namely, that a sukkah is muktza on Shmini Atzeres as well. Why is a sukkah muktza on Shmini Atzeres? What do I mean by the word muktza? The word muktza means that it cannot be used for what? For your personal use. Personal use. So now, if I am short of firewood on Shmini Atzeres, I don't need firewood. So I'd like to go to my schach, take down the schach, and burn it. What's the problem? I don't need the sukkah any longer. The answer is you can't. Why can't you? Why can't you at that particular time? Correct. Because of the din of Bein HaShemashos. Your lulav, you could burn. You can use this firewood on Shemini Atzeres and Eretz Yisrael. There's no doubt. Means as follows. As long as the mitzvah is theoretically available for you, or theoretically mandated, that means that the sukkah, expressed primarily through Tzchach, maintains what's called Kishem Shechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. That just as a Korban Chagiga is endowed with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too the sukkah has its Kedusha as well. Here is the test case. Comes lunchtime on Hashana Rabbah, I don't want to eat anymore. I'm not eating anymore. Are you allowed to take down your sukkah? The answer is no. Why? Because at 4 in the afternoon you might change your mind and now you have to eat in the sukkah. So the halacha does not allow you to take down your sukkah and cancel the muktzah as long as theoretically, if you decided to eat, you would now be obligated to eat in the sukkah. The halacha is that Bein Hashmashos, between Hoshana Rabbah and Shemini Atzeres, because sukkah is a din d'oraisa all 7 days, if you decided to eat Bein Hashmashos, you'd be obligated to eat in the sukkah. You'd have to eat that meal in the sukkah. Therefore, the halacha says, it's muktzah. You can't use it for your personal use, Bein Hashmashos. Now we apply the famous rule in Beitza, Migu iskatzoi lebein Hashmashos, iskatzoi lekula yoima. Once something is mukta bein hashmashot, even though the reason for it is no longer applicable. On Shemini Atzeres, the reason for its being mukta is no longer applicable, because it's after Sukkot. So if you want to eat on Shemini Atzeres, you don't have to eat in the Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael. But nonetheless, once something was asur bein hashmashos, it remains asur throughout the entire next day. And for us in Chutz Laaretz, it remains muktzah through Simchas Torah because of that reason. Through Simchas Torah. And so therefore, this perhaps is what's Rashi's Chiddush. In relationship to the mitzvah of Sukkah, one aspect of the mitzvah of Sukkah extends to Shemini. Namely, the haktza'ah l'mitzvasa. The fact that a sukkah is reserved exclusively for mitzvah purposes, cannot be used for what? For your own personal use? That's 8 days. So what does it mean, sukkah shiva? For the mitzvah of living in the sukkah. You don't have to live in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. That's perhaps the chidush of Rashi, contradistinction to the halacha of muktzah, which we will see later on, daf mem zayin mem ches, where the Gemara articulates this rather clearly. Yeah.
If I'm in Eretz Yisrael and I decide to make Shemini
Atzeres
early, right?
Oh, it's the most famous machloik, not the most famous, one of the most famous machloik is the Taz and the Marshal. I gave that shiur many times. The question revolves around, according to the Marshal said, you're not allowed to begin your su'udah on Shemini Atzeres early. You're not allowed to make you can make daven early. You can't eat the meal until nightfall. Because if you are going to eat a meal when it's still daylight, you're going to have to eat in the sukkah. And you're going to have to say leishev basukkah. And that's a contradiction to the Kiddush, where you're going to say es yoyim shmini atzeres hachagazeh, if you use the Marshal's text. What? The Taz says, correct, that was his expression. Excellent. Why did the Marshal declare a fast day on Shemini Atzeres? In other words, you daven marv already, and he's telling you you can't eat your meal. Why did he declare a fast day? That was the expression of the Taz. Says the Taz, 5 seconds after you daven marv, you can go into the sukkah, you don't have to worry about it. The core of the machloikis is, what power does Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov have? The Marshal is of the opinion that you can endow a certain time period with sanctity, which otherwise would have been Chol or Chol HaMoed, but you can never change the calendaric date. The calendaric date is limited to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When does the calendar change from the 21st of Tishrei to the 22nd at Seisach HaKachavim? Therefore, even though I daven Marv an hour and a quarter before Shkia, which is 2 hours before Tzeis, you can daven Marv. You can endow part of those last 2 hours of Hoshana Rabbah with Kedusha Sayyim. But you can't change the calendaric date. It's still the 21st day of the month of Tishrei. Therefore, you would have to eat that meal in the Sukkah. I don't want to create such a conflict. Therefore, I'm telling you, wait until Tzeis HaKachavim. According to the Taz, Tosefes Shabbos is so potent that it even has the capacity to change the calendaric date. And that once you daven Maariv, for all halachic purposes, it is no longer the 21st day of the month of Tishrei. It's already the 22nd.
And the Sukkah shouldn't be Motzah.
What?
Be
no, because Ben Hashmashos. Okay, so it's a good question. Okay, but the standard halacha is not talking about when you're mekabel yom tov early. At might, yes, the Taz would agree to much worse things than that. Much worse things than that. For many areas of halacha, we pass on like the Taz.
The seventh day of Pesach was on Friday in Israel, so that you made Shabbos early. You can eat chametz then.
According to the Taz, yes, you can eat chametz. The Taz would go so far as saying a bris. If I make Shabbos after Plaga Mincha on a Friday night, and my wife gives birth to a baby before sundown, let alone before it says, when's the bris going to be? According to the Taz, the bris is next Shabbos. Because that baby was born on Shabbos. Because once you daven Maariv, you made it into Shabbos. Many disagree with the Taz and say, you can daven all as you want, but it's still daylight, it's Friday. The bris is on Friday, not on Shabbos. That's the exact machloikis, is the Taz the Marshal at the end of Svira. The Marshal says, you don't have to daven late Shavuos night. We have to daven late night. Daven Maariv, when you want to be mekabel Yom Tov Shavuos an hour and a quarter early, be my guest. When's the Omer going to end? When it ends. You're not going to change the 49th day of the Omer and cutting it short. Who was the person responsible for all of Klal Yisrael davening Shavuos night? First, late? It was the Taz. He said you're now allowed to daven Maariv early on Shavuos night. Why? Because if you're davening early, what happens to the 49th day of the Omer? It's an hour less. And the Torah says, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Diana. So that machloikis is exactly in sync, the Taz and the Marshal. There are 50,000 applications to this machloikis. 50,000 applications. We allow it here, the Tinek Mikvah. I allow it the Tinek Mikvah Friday night. A woman has to go to the mikvah. She lives 3 miles, 2 miles away from the mikvah. If she's going to be Mekabel Shabbos, she's going to have to walk to the mikvah back and forth. So what I tell her to do is, I tell her to be Mekabel Shabbos after Plag. Okay? And her husband should drive her to the mikvah. Be a perfect gentleman. Open up the door, because she can't turn on the light. And then drive her to the mikvah. Let her go to the mikvah. Come home. Then he has to leave the house. He has to go to shul right away. And that's it. Then they come home and that's it. Why can you go? Because even though we don't go during the seventh day, you wait till the eighth night, halachically, this is already the eighth night, according to the Taz. Once you daven Maariv, the seventh day of the Shiva Nekiyim is over. Over and done with. Over and done with. Yeah. In fact, the two dais in the Ramah, also in Hilchos Nida, quoted about that. If a woman was Mekabel Shabbos early and forgot to do a Hefsek Tara. Okay? Forgot to do a Hefsek Tara. But there's still an hour and a quarter of daylight left. Can she do a hefsek tara or not? So Rama says, yes, yarmim, yes. Yes, yarmim, no. That's the machloikis. If you believe that in accepting the Shabbos is just accepting the Kedushas Hayom, but it's still daylight, that day, the seventh day of her counting, is still here, she can still do hefsek tara. But if you say it's like the Taz, it's already day number 8, it's too late. Can't do a hefsek tara day number 8, you got to wait till the next night. Yeah. So there are 50,000 machloikas about that. Yeah. Yeah. Next Rashi. Nisuch Hamayim, says Rashi. Okay, we'll stop here because tomorrow's another minute. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue next to Bach. Oh, hold on, I got a problem next week. I got a problem. There are 2 Monday night weddings this next month. Next week's Cooper wedding. So, now, I don't want to skip the share. I can't do it on Tuesday night because I have something else Tuesday night. Wednesday night I have share with the women. So, I would normally do it on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, but I have the open house next Sunday. I would do it to share at 8 o'clock next Sunday morning. If people can come, you have to daven it to 7 o'clock minyan. I would do it at 7:30 if you all want to come to the 7 o'clock minyan. But next Sunday, a week, this coming Sunday, October the 30th. How many people would like to come to the 7 o'clock minyan and then have an opportunity to do it? I need at least a minyan. Sunday night? Okay, but I would do. I know, but there's only 10 people. Okay, I don't mind doing that. Okay, that's an important program. That's mostly for teenagers, what?
Whatever the majority is.
Sunday night? How many people would prefer, what time is that program? 8 o'clock?
So we do it after, right after Marv.
Which Marv?
Bisman.
Is that dinner time? Okay, whenever time, Sunday night, I'm willing to do it. Just tell me what time.
What's that program?
There's a teen. It's for teenagers. Programs for teenagers. Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying no. Okay. So Mincha Marv next week will be about 5:40, 5:35, 6:05, 6:10. Yeah, it's about 5:35. What time the Giants play? That's a 1 o'clock game. An hour before Mincha? 4:30? That's okay with me. What do you say? Okay, so let's take a vote. How many people want to have it right after Mincha Marv? That's about 6:10, something like that, 6:15. Yeah? How about it? Okay, that seems to be the majority. Next week, 6:56, make it 6:15. 6:15. Mincha Marv will be over 6:05. 6:15.
Sorry.